I hope all are fine. I have a new story today. Its title is Growing Roots. Okay, so let's just start the story. Dr. Gibbs didn't look like any doctor I had ever known. Every time I saw him, he was wearing overalls and an old straw hat. His smile matched his hat, crinkly and well-worn. When Dr. Gibbs wasn't saving lives, he was planting trees. His house sat on 1.5 acres, and his life's goal was to make it a forest. The good doctor came from the No Pain No Gain School of Horticulture. He never watered a new tree. When I asked why, he said that watering plants made them grow shallow roots. Trees that weren't watered, he said, had to grow deep roots in search of moisture. He would plant an oak and instead of watering it every morning, he would beat it with a rolled up newspaper. Smack, slap, pow. He said it was to get the tree's attention. Dr. Gibbs went to his glory a couple of years later. I have walked by his house to look at the trees I watched him plant 25 years ago. They are granite strong. I planted trees a few years back, carried water to them, sprayed them the whole 8 meters. Now they expect to be waited on hand and foot. Whenever a cold wind blows, they tremble and chatter their branches. Funny thing about those trees of Dr. Gibbs, adversity and deprivation seemed to benefit them in ways that comfort and ease never could. Every night, before I go to bed, I check on my two sons. I watch their little bodies, the rising and falling of life within. I often pray their lives will be easy, but lately, I have been thinking it's time to change my prayer. It has to do with the inevitability of cold winds. I know my children are going to encounter hardship because life is tough. I am going to pray my son's roots grow deep. So when the rains fall and the winds blow, they won't be swept away. And that's the end of the story. I hope you liked it. It is simple. It's a simple concept. We need to grow our roots strong in order to stand strong during the wind when it blows tough. If there is hardship in your way, if there is troubles in your way, be strong, be courageous and face them, overcome them and become more stronger. That is how we grow, and that is how we need to raise our future generations as well. Prepare them for the worst and help them lead a better life.